Greetings, Shalom. I'd like to talk in this video about the three stages of becoming present. You know, here in Tucson, Arizona, it's very hot right now. One of my favorite things is to go in the water and swim. But imagine if you had to go in a deep pool, and even though it might be wonderful and nice at first to go in that pool, you could never get out. And so in order to breathe, you had to constantly tread water. That wouldn't be so nice. But there's an analogy there between being in a pool and having to tread water so that you can keep your face above the water, and what happens when the mind is thinking all the time. When we breathe, that life energy from the air is constantly sustaining us. So we can go for short times underwater holding our breath, but then of course we have to come up again for air. In the same kind of way, there's a nourishment that our nervous systems receive from our consciousness when our consciousness is not absorbed in the water treading of thinking, or when we become very absorbed in some form of thought, especially if it has a strong emotional component to it, it's really like holding your breath. It cuts you off from that spiritual nourishment of spaciousness and inner freedom and open-heartedness and bliss and just joy in being when your mind is very active. So thinking is wonderful in the same way that going in a pool is wonderful and doing some swimming, going underwater a little bit, but then of course being able to come out and to breathe. And in the same way, we want to be able to come to a state of presence as the dominant state and have thinking happen when it needs to happen, when we need to dip into it, so to speak. So speaking of water, there's a ritual that traditionally happens whenever you wake up in the morning after you say the Mode Ani prayer, a prayer of gratitude for presence, for existence, to use some water to wash your hands in a ritual way. And you may be familiar with that on Friday evening before challah, but it's actually a ritual that happens traditionally every morning when you wake up. So let's do that. You can use any vessel of water. There are fancy Judaic pieces that you can use, but you don't need that. So we take the vessel of water and pour over the right hand, and then pour over the left hand, pouring over the right first because in Kabbalah, the right symbolizes loving kindness. So there's an emphasis of loving kindness, whereas the left side represents strength, discipline, and boundaries, both of which are important, but the right is more the core motivation behind the left. So we do the right first, and then the right again. Left again, right again, and left again, so that each hand is washed three times. And then there's a bracha, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotah V'tzivanu Hanatilat Yadayim. So why three times? One way to understand this is that just as in using the water to wash away the residue of thought and emotion and become present again, it's a ritual that we do physically to affect an inner transformation and also to help to condition us to remember to do that act of becoming present. There's really three stages of becoming present as well, just as we wash three times in each hand. The first stage is just the recognition that you have not been present. So the recognition, there I was absorbed in this train of thinking, or I was absorbed in this task, and I wasn't really present. Perhaps I was pushing a little bit to try to get it done, or to try to get somewhere, or worrying about something. Whatever it is, you notice it. That's the number one, just noticing it. Number two is, and this is really important, totally accepting it. So you don't want to go from noticing it to, oh, let me try to become present. I was doing something wrong. I was not present, and that's a bad thing. That's the opposite of presence. That destroys the integrity of what you're trying to do, because presence is not about judging. It's about accepting everything as it is. So when you notice that you haven't been present, you fully accept that too. That's just the way the universe was unfolding in that moment, and that's actually fine. Fine meaning that you are allowing it to be as it is. So that stage two is welcoming reality as it is. And then stage three is, after you've recognized and now you've welcomed, you'll notice that now you're present. So now it's a matter of sustaining that presence. And just gently practice the sustaining of that presence. At some point, when thoughts arise, you may dip into it. You may choose to go underwater a little bit. You may choose to tread water a little bit, meaning that you become involved with the inner activity of thought. Then at some point, after you've done some of that, again, you recognize that you accept it, and you come back to a sustained presence. So I hope this has been helpful to you and that you can apply it throughout your time in this incarnation. Ose shalom b'mramav hu yase shalom aleinu v'yako Yisrael v'yako ha'olam v'yemru amen. May the peacefulness that is inherent in the spaciousness of awareness be manifest within our bodies and our thoughts and our society and our world. And we say, Amen.